January 13th through the 19th, 1 Nephi chapters 8 through 10. Come and partake of the fruit. As you read 1 Nephi chapters 8 through 10, consider what messages from Lehi's vision apply to you. Record the spiritual impressions you receive in your scriptures, a notebook, or this resource. Lehi's dream, with its iron rod, mists of darkness, spacious building, and tree with most sweet fruit, is an inspiring invitation to receive the blessings of the Savior's love and atoning sacrifice. For Lehi, however, this vision was also about his family. Quote, "Because of the thing which I have seen, I have reason to rejoice in the Lord because of Nephi and also of Sam. But behold, Laman and Lemuel, I fear exceedingly because of you." End quote. From 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 3 through 4. When Lehi finished describing his vision, he pleaded with Laman and Lemuel to, quote, "hearken unto his words, that perhaps the Lord would be merciful to them," end quote, from 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 37. Even if you have studied Lehi's vision many times, this time think about it the way Lehi did. Think of someone you love. As you do, the security of the iron rod, the dangers of the spacious building, and the sweetness of the fruit will take on new meaning, and you will understand more deeply, quote, "all the feeling of the tender parent," end quote, who received this remarkable vision. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Nephi chapter 8. The word of the Lord leads me to the Savior and helps me feel His love. Lehi's vision offers an invitation to reflect on where you are and where you are going in your personal journey to know the Savior and feel His love. President Boyd K. Packer taught, quote, "You may think that Lehi's dream or vision has no special meaning for you, but it does. You are in it. All of us are in it." See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. Lehi's dream or vision of the iron rod has in it everything a Latter-day Saint needs to understand the test of life. End quote. From Lehi's Dream and You, New Era, January 2015. One way to study 1 Nephi 8 could be to fill out a chart like the one shown here. To understand the meaning of the symbols, it is helpful to refer to the vision that Nephi had when he prayed to understand his father's vision. See especially 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 4 through 25, verses 32 through 36, chapter 12, verses 16 through 18, and chapter 15, verses 21 through 33, and verse 36. As you study Lehi's vision, consider what the Lord wants you to learn. Please refer to the chart on page 11. You'll see in the chart three columns. At the top of the first column is written, "Symbol from Lehi's vision." At the top of the second column is written the word, "Meanings." At the top of the third column is written, "Questions to ponder." In the first column, you'll read samples such as these, "Tree and its fruit." See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. River, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 13. Rod of iron, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 19 and 20, and verse 30. Mist of darkness, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 23. Great and spacious building, 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, and verse 33. See also David A. Bednar, Lehi's Dream, Holding Fast to the Rod, Ensign or Liahona, October 2011. 1 Nephi chapter 9. Why did Nephi make two sets of plates? The Lord's wise purpose in having Nephi create two records became clear centuries later. After Joseph Smith translated the first 116 manuscript pages of the Book of Mormon, he gave the pages to Martin Harris, who lost them. See Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 1 through 23. But Nephi's second set of plates covered the same time period, and the Lord commanded Joseph Smith to translate these plates rather than retranslate what had been lost. See Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 38 through 45. For more about the plates mentioned in 1 Nephi chapter 9, see A Brief Explanation About the Book of Mormon, 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 29 through 32, and Words of Mormon, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 2 through 16. Ancient prophets knew about Jesus Christ's mission and testified of him. The account of Lehi's vision surely made an impression on his family, but he still had other eternal truths to teach them about the Savior's mission. As you read 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 2 through 16, think about why the Lord would want Lehi's family and all of us to know these truths. Consider what you could tell your loved ones to invite them to turn to the Savior. After studying Lehi's vision and teachings, what are you, like Nephi, inspired to learn by the power of the Holy Ghost? See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 17 through 19. God will reveal truth to me if I diligently seek it. How do you respond when you encounter a gospel principle that you don't understand? Note the differences between the way Nephi responded to Lehi's vision, see 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 17 through 19, and chapter 11, verse 1, and the way Laman and Lemuel responded, see 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Why did they respond in these ways, and what were the results of their responses? Consider writing about a time when you wanted to know if a gospel teaching was true. How did the process you followed compare with what Nephi did? See also 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 19, and Doctrine and Covenants section 8, verses 1 through 3. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 1 Nephi chapter 8. Your family members might enjoy reenacting Lehi's vision, or drawing pictures and using their drawings to tell about it. Or you could show the artist's depiction of Lehi's vision that accompanies this lesson, and invite family members to point out details and look for scriptures that describe what things represent. The hymn, The Iron Rod, from Hymns number 274, goes well with this chapter. You might also watch a video depiction of Lehi's vision. See the Book of Mormon videos collection on churchofjesuschrist.org or the Gospel Library app. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 10 through 16. Who could we invite to come closer to Jesus Christ and feel the sweetness of His love? What can we do to beckon unto them? 1 Nephi chapter 9, verses 5 through 6. When have we followed a commandment without fully understanding the reasons for it? How were we blessed? 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 20 through 22. How is being physically unclean similar to being spiritually unclean? What can we do to make sure we are remaining spiritually clean? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving our teaching. How do the scriptures apply to our lives? After reading a passage of Scripture, invite family members to share how the passage applies to them. For instance, when your family members read 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 33, they might talk about how to give no heed to those who point the finger of scorn.